It's a fall Saturday afternoon at War Memorial Stadium, and there's a crowd of over 100 cars assembled at its parking lot. However, this isn't a football game. This is a drive-in political rally for Joyce Elliott, who's running for Arkansas's 2nd Congressional District seat. Volunteers are checking in attendees and directing cars, which are spaced out with one parking spot in between. Others are passing out signs and buttons while the stage is being assembled in the front. Everyone is wearing a mask. Grace Williams is a volunteer for the Elliott campaign. She'd officially been on the volunteer team for a week and signed up to work at the rally.
I feel like there's a certain energy that you capture in person, and I'm glad that they found a way to do that without risking anybody's life. So it's like virtual is good to a certain point, but after your like 1,000th Zoom meeting, you're kind of over it. So I do like the in-person but not in-person feel of the drive-in rally.
Donna Rayford is one of the attendees of the rally who says she would not have gone if this had been an in-person event as opposed to a drive-in. Rayford says she does see some benefits to having campaigns shifting to more digital outreach.
There are some folks in certain communities, and even if you think about people who may have any type of anything that might keep them from getting out as much, this provided them an opportunity. I know a couple of people who were able to be on Zoom calls who had never had the opportunity to be a part of a campaign.
This is the fourth and final drive-in rally Elliott's campaign held over the course of just over a month, with others happening in Conway, Searcy, and Benton. Ethan Williams is the field director for the Elliott campaign, where all of the voter outreach, save for the drive-in rallies, has been virtual. He says phone banking has become a crucial method of contacting voters, but even how that is handled has changed.
Past phone banks, you know, we would, get in a room and make phone calls together, you know, eat some pizza, and just have a good time and, you know, make phone calls together. But now it's completely changed where it's all virtual. You know, we're doing it over Zoom.
As far as canvassing or going door to door for a candidate, Williams says that just isn't an option right now, which makes the ability to connect with voters a little tougher.
It's a lot harder to be rude to someone. It's easier if you're on social media or even on a phone call or a text. But if you're in person, you have a lot better exchanges because, you know, your tone comes off better. And you also just, you know, you realize how genuine people are and they realize how genuine you are.
Changes have also occurred at French Hill's campaign, who is the incumbent candidate. The number of events has been reduced, and according to the campaign, the ones happening are adhering to CDC guidelines. Trent Minner, campaign manager for the Hill campaign, says canvassing is still happening, just in a modified way.
Knocking on people's doors is a time-honored tradition in American politics, and we still go out and we still leave literature on people's doors. So the congressman and the team have been out leaving information on people's doors just without knocking on the doors and actually talking with voters so that, you know, we're adhering to guidelines.
As far as the pandemic changing some aspects of campaigning permanently, Minner says that is a possibility and cited precedents from the 1918 flu pandemic, which he says Hill is currently reading about.
Candidates back then, over 100 years ago, had their supporters write postcards to voters so that, you know, they could ask their friends to support their candidate. And so sending direct mail actually emerged out of a really similar time in American history. And it's definitely stuck around if anybody's opened their mailbox recently.
Back at the rally, candidate speeches are being broadcast over the radio waves. While attendees cannot applaud or cheer to emphasize a point, they can honk, and they do. Polling shows Elliott and Hill less than one point away from each other, making it the closest congressional race in Arkansas. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.